The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. And Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard it said of old, you shall not kill, and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. And whoever says to his brother, Raca, will be answerable to the Sanhedrin. And whoever says, you fool, will be liable to Gehenna. And therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there recall that your brother has something against you, leave your gift at the altar. Go first and be reconciled with your brother, and then come back and offer your gift. Settle with your opponent quickly while on the way to court, otherwise your opponent will hand you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. And I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny. The Gospel of the Lord. The Gospel readings for yesterday, today, and tomorrow are taken from the Sermon on the Mount. It's a section in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 5, 6, and 7, that all scholars tell us this is the charter of the kingdom of heaven. This is the essential proclamation of the entire gospel of Jesus Christ, will be found here in chapter 5, 6, and 7 of Matthew's Gospel. It's called the Sermon on the Mount, and you will remember it begins with the Beatitudes, blessed are the poor in spirit. It's on the Mount, which is very important, because in this proclamation of Jesus, which is in Matthew, it's a collection of various homilies that Jesus gave, and Matthew puts them into one composition and places them as part of the Sermon on the Mount. The Mount being important because this is the new law, the new understanding of the Mosaic law, which was given to Moses on Mount Sinai. So the mountain is the place where God appears and the proclamation of God's word is ultimately made. And therefore, it's a Sermon on the Mount. And pilgrims, whoever is listening, or pilgrims, will remember the Mount of Beatitudes in Galilee and the extraordinary and beautiful scenic place there overlooking the Sea of Galilee. When you look at the Sermon on the Mount, Gandhi, for instance, the Hindu Gandhi, said if he could follow the Sermon on the Mount, he would live a full life. He would live a meaningful life. That's a Hindu speaking. So let's look at this for a moment. Jesus says, it's not the external observation of the observing of the law, it's the interior disposition that really counts. It's what happens deep inside a person that needs to be reformed and refreshed. And this is the place from which we pray. And this is the source of all our judgments and the source of all our actions. You shall not kill, but don't hold grudges. And if you come to the altar to bring your gift and you find that you have something against your brother, leave your gift, go home. Be reconciled first with your brother and then come back and offer your gift. It's a very refreshing insight into understanding discipleship in Jesus Christ. There's always a danger that we follow all the laws, even when we get to Lent. We follow all the dispositions, the external observing of the law. But what happens inside of us, that's where we carry our grudges and our judgments about others. If you call your brother Raka, it says here, that's not a Greek word. The Gospels are Greek, but that's an Aramaic word. It means you treat the other person with contempt. Now, that's not unusual, where we make a judgment about another person with contempt for the other person or contempt for the other person's opinion. God knows we are so divided. The notion that the arrogance of certainty that I have the answer and you are foolish. There's something wrong in your head. We're looking at that all the time in our social culture today, that anybody who differs with us, raka, you're treated with a certain kind of contempt. So look at this gospel. It's very demanding in a way. It speaks about our interior person. We can keep the laws. I mean, I observe all the laws. I go to Mass. I use the envelopes. I do all that stuff. And I keep the commandments. But inside, I'm holding all sorts of conflict. Read the Sermon on the Mount. We had it yesterday and we'll have it again tomorrow. Reflect on the gospel. And this is this, in Matthew's gospel, which is this long Matthew's gospel, this is the composition. If you follow the Sermon on the Mount, the gospel will unfold before you. That's why we have, when we in the Mass, before we go to the Eucharist, before we're called to share in the Eucharist, we pray for the peace of Christ. We pray for the peace of Christ. Peace be with you. Share a sign of God's peace. Sometimes that's something very passing and perhaps just something we treat in a trivial manner. It's essential if you read this gospel. It says you must be at peace in order to inherit the kingdom of God. It's a summons for us today, just for today, in this Lenten day, to walk in the peace of Christ. Overlook the failings of others. Forgive generously. Listen openly with patience. That's to live out the gospel of Jesus Christ. And for Lenten reading, just take chapter 5, 6, and 7 of Matthew's gospel and settle on one particular invitation from Jesus Christ in that gospel, in that section. And live that out for a day or a week or maybe even for Lent. And then somehow the Word of God will come to life. Amen.